Chapter 5. Touch of the Heavenly Coal. Then I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me. Isaiah 6 verse 8. This is a classic example, from the Old Testament. How a personal revelation from God can be the start of an anointed and prophetic ministry. It occurred in 740 BC, the year in which King Uzziah died. Isaiah was in the temple and was permitted to see the Lord in some unspecified manner, but because of the impurity of his own sins and those of the people, the experience struck fear into him. He was cleansed by a seraph, an awesome creature with six wings and a burning appearance. Upon the Lord's request for someone to go on a mission for him, Isaiah issued one of the most famous statements of all the prophets. Here am I, send me. God's mission was to the people who could not listen and was to continue until great desolation had occurred, yet Isaiah faithfully executed his charge for 40 to 50 years. Years later, the disciples questioned Jesus as to why he spoke in parables. So, Jesus used Isaiah 6 verses 9 to 10 to explain his use of parables as a teaching technique. And he said, Go, and tell this people. Keep on listening, but do not perceive. Keep on looking, but do not understand. Render the hearts of this people insensitive, their ears dull. And their eyes dim, lest they see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return and be healed. You can find where Jesus used this scripture in Matthew 13 verse 14 and 15, Mark 4 verse 12, and Luke 8 verse 10. And he said, To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is in parables. In order that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Luke 8 verse 10. As John was summing up Jesus' ministry before the last week of his life. In John 12 verse 40, he cited Isaiah 6 verse 10 to explain why so few Jews had responded to Jesus' message. He has blinded their eyes, and he hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes, and perceive with their heart, and be converted, and I heal them. Paul, in Acts 28 verse 25 to 27, gave the reason why he redirected his ministry from the unresponsive nation, which Isaiah had addressed in the 8th century BC. The Holy Spirit rightly spoke through Isaiah the prophet to your fathers, saying, Go to this people and say, You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. Yes, it was a proclamation to the Jews, as he turned to minister to the Gentiles. Verse 28. Let it be known to you therefore, that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, they will also listen. Now let us turn the time clock up some 2,000 years to the 21st century AD. To see what is happening now, today. The people of our nation are still, as a whole, unresponsive. The purpose of my writing in this book is to inspire you to get hot for God, no matter what it takes, and to respond to God's call on your life. The people who I am writing about were our contemporaries in past writings, and we are writing and living the history of generations. Now, have you been inspired enough by them to move to a place of responsiveness to the message of Jesus? Is God calling you to a new dimension in the spirit realm? Today I am reminded by God's word in the Old Testament, Isaiah 52 verse 1, Awake, awake, O Zion. Now I want to share a quote from the New Testament in relation to this, again from John 12 verse 40. John was quoting from Isaiah 6 verse 10. When he stated, He has blinded their eyes, and he hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes, and perceive with their heart, and be converted, and I heal them. Today all these words still ring clear the message in our 21st century, that God wants us to be converted by Jesus and healed. Yet today, as in past history, people are still hard-hearted and resistant as in all past generations. When I meditate on Isaiah's visit into the heavenly realm, I see his willingness to open his heart to God's presence. Isaiah's response, in chapter 6, gives us a clue that God was penetrating Isaiah's heart, requiring change. When the presence of God falls, moves on us, are we affected, or have our hearts been hardened so as to totally resist? In Isaiah's case, he realized he needed change. God's Spirit moved on his behalf, he submitted and in response, the angel touched his tongue with a heavenly coal. Then Isaiah was able to say, Lord, here I am, send me. What if he had not realized his undone state? could we perhaps say he was in a wasted? Destroyed, undone, laid out, killed, state? He was in a totally depleted and desperate condition, before the heavenly throne. Confronted with this vision of the Lord, Isaiah was undone. Isaiah knew he was a sinner. Isaiah's plight is the plight of every person. No one, in his or her unrepentant state, is capable of standing before the Holy One, the King of Kings, Lord of Hosts. After contemplating the death of Isaiah, Isaiah saw the King who will never die. The live coal from the altar symbolizes the purification of the fire of the Spirit that enabled the prophet to speak. From that point on, the words Isaiah spoke would be light and truth to his hearers and spiritual power to those who would listen. A coal from the altar was used to remind us that all is forgiven because of a sacrifice. God, in a sovereign act, graciously cleansed Isaiah of sin. The people were cursed with being what the Bible calls dull of hearing. Isaiah's preaching was destined to make their ears heavy. Understandably, Isaiah's question to the Lord was, how long would the people continue to be unresponsive to his words of truth from God? The answer was grim, waste, desolate. These words described the coming judgment of God on Judah that would lead to the nation's captivity under the Babylonians. A tenth is one of Isaiah's expressions for the remnant. It refers to only a small percentage of the Israelites, and from Israel's blasted stump. God would produce a holy seed.